The question of how to get more aid into Gaza has deadlocked the United Nations Security Council. For 3 days, proposals have been debated there, and they continue tonight. Now, the nuances are complex, but in general, the U.S. has a veto power and could use it to stop proposals that it and Israel see as allowing Hamas to resupply or rearm. But millions of people in Gaza are in increasingly dire conditions. NPR's Michelle Kellerman is covering all of this and joins us now. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Elsa.
So what are these proposals that are prompting objections from the U.S. right now?
Well, the original draft resolution called for a U.N. monitoring mechanism to check trucks going into Gaza. The U.S. and Israel oppose that because right now Israel is doing those inspections. They say they want to make sure that weapons aren't being smuggled in for Hamas. And U.S. officials have made clear that they feel like they have an okay system in place. Here's how National Security Council spokesman John Kirby put it today.
It's important to us, of course, that the humanitarian situation in Gaza gets addressed. We are working harder than any other nation to actually address those concerns.
So the U.S. pushed back on that proposal, which is seems to be dropped in the latest version. The new draft resolution just calls for a U.N. aid coordinator. It also just calls for urgent steps to allow safe and unhindered humanitarian access rather than calling for a cessation of hostilities now.
Okay. Well, I know that the U.S. has vetoed previous resolutions. Do you think that will happen again?
The talks all week have focused on ways to get the U.S. to yes, or at least to an abstention. And as I look over the latest draft, that does seem possible. You know, the Security Council did pass one resolution last month. It focused also on the plight of civilians in Gaza, particularly children. It called for urgent and extended humanitarian pauses and aid corridors. That was language that the U.S. could accept at that time. It has vetoed resolutions calling for a ceasefire in this conflict, arguing that Israel has a right to go after Hamas, which carried out the attack on Israel October 7th. But, you know, as the humanitarian crisis grows, every time the U.S. vetoes something at the U.N., Washington faces a backlash all around the world. And also there's growing criticism of the Biden administration at home, too.
Exactly. I mean, conditions are getting worse in Gaza, and now the U.N. is warning of mass hunger there, right? What are they saying about that?
Well, the UN spokesman today painted a very grim picture. Stéphane Dujarric talked about how few hospitals are operating in Gaza, how the Israeli military operations have uprooted tens of thousands of Palestinians who really have nowhere safe to go. And here's what he said about the food situation.
According to a food security analysis issued today, more than 500,000 people are facing catastrophic hunger conditions in Gaza. The World Food Program warns that these levels of acute food insecurity are unprecedented in recent history and that Gaza risks famine.
He said, you know, 1 in 4 Gazans have run out of food and are on the brink of starvation. So, you know, there's a lot of pressure at the UN to do something. What the UN wants is a humanitarian ceasefire and more aid routes. The resolution that's being debated calls for unhindered humanitarian access and more aid routes and also more fuel to meet the dramatic needs. But it's definitely been watered down from the original proposals in order to get the U.S. on board.
That is NPR's Michelle Kellerman. Thank you so much, Michelle.
Thank you.